everyone, and welcome back to the Billy Manning Show. This is episode 12. I have been very productive, got my laundry done, swept up my apartment. I feel like I've got a lot accomplished today. I went for an hour walk, took a shower, so I'm all clean, ready to go for this podcast. It is awesome to be back here this week. So much to talk about, so let's get right to it. First of all, I would like to congratulate the Los Angeles Lakers on their record-tying 17th NBA championship. They now are tied for most all-time championship with the Boston Celtics, along a rich history of the Lakers. This was the longest season ever due to COVID-19. They had to stop the season, negotiate, and resume. I want to first thank the NBA Association for being one of the most proactive leagues as far as standing up for equality for all people and being at the forefront of Black Lives Matter. It's really important that people with the platform that the NBA players have stand up for what is right. They have done that, and I am proud of them. So the Lakers, you know, Kobe Bryant tragically passed away in January, and I felt like this year was for him, and not taking anything away from the Heat. They played six highly contested games, a great game five that they led, fell behind, came back to win, so nothing away from them. But the Lakers did it. LeBron James, MVP, and what a dominant performance by him. Anthony Davis, of course. Danny Green, Dwight Howard, Rajon Rondo, as well as a plethora of other players, managers, and the entire Lakers team. So congratulations to you on the Lakers win. So now LeBron has four rings, and he is just under Kobe's five and Jordan's six. So look for him to attempt to pass that legacy, as well as going for the all-time scoring record of Abdul-Jabbar. So it should be interesting to see what happens. I look forward to the Lakers' future, as they will continue to be contenders, I believe, for years to come. But it had been 10 years since the last championship ring with the Lakers, with Kobe, so kudos to you guys. Great job, well done, on the longest season and walking away with that championship. So I would like to talk to you guys about how I like to start my mornings off with the perfect cup of coffee. If you're like me, who works nights, maybe your morning is your evening. So for me, that's like 4:30 in the afternoon. I wake up before I start dinner. I brew the perfect coffee from greenskycoffee.com, where my buddy Shay will take care of you. If your order is over $35, you will get free shipping. And if you use the code BILLY10, BILLY10, no caps, no spaces, you will get 10% off your order of coffee. He is doing some great things over there, and I look forward to see what things he does, and he has a whole bright future ahead of him with the coffee business. So help out my buddy Shay at greenskycoffee.com, where you can have the perfectly roasted coffee. This is coffee perfection. Now, that is my take on the Lakers. They fought for it. They earned it. What a great job by them. And we will have much more to talk about after the break. Well, I would like to let everyone know the importance of fact-checking. People post articles and stuff on Facebook, and, you know, they say, this has to be true. It's on the internet. No, it doesn't. You know, when I'm talking to someone, I ask them what their source was. If it's Millie, the lady in the back of her minivan that's eating Twinkies by the dozens, then I don't believe it. But if it's from someone, if it's from, let's say, Timmy Wolf, who has a PhD in history, and he is talking about something that he has a degree in, then I will trust him as a more reliable source than the woman eating Twinkies out of the back of her minivan. So be sure that you are fact-checking to make sure you are presenting accurate information. If you're not sure, admit it. You can always say, you know what, I need to do more research on the topic and come back to it. I had somebody tell me that they pay 50% of taxes, which is false because healthcare and 401k is not considered a tax. It is something that is taken on the top. Like, for example, 401k is non-taxable income. So instead of 100% of your income being taxable, the percentage that you're putting in is non-taxable, and healthcare is also taken out. So really, there's no way in Jiminy Cricket world that you're paying that sort of money in taxes. So always fact check, always make sure that you know what you're talking about. And if you don't, you know, just say, hey, there could be some holes in my information, or my source may not be the best. But always, always fact check everything before you say anything, because it makes you sound ignorant if you don't. It makes you sound like you don't know what you're talking about. And it sounds like you went to Millie, who eats Twinkies out of the back of her minivan on a daily basis. So make sure you know your source. I have just received information that The Undertaker, The Last Ride will be coming out on DVD. Of course, you can also watch this on the WWE Network. I want to talk about the legacy of The Undertaker. So The Undertaker went 21-0 at WrestleMania before he lost at WrestleMania 30 to Brock Lesnar, making him 21-1. And his legacy will stand the test of time. Winning 21 straight matches at WrestleMania was never been done before, will never be done again, more than likely. And his matches were bigger than championship matches at WrestleMania. There were some times where he actually did challenge for the championship at WrestleMania, but most times it was just a singles match. There was a handicap match one year. And the man is impressive, and it really opened up the curtain behind the man, behind the legend of The Undertaker. Mark Calloway, of course, started off his days in World Championship Wrestling, and they told him no one's ever going to pay to see you wrestle. So they let him go. Vince McMahon brought him in as The Undertaker, and then everybody paid to see him wrestle after that. His character was larger than life. And you can go back and watch all of his stuff on WWE Network. But it's very awesome to have followed him throughout his career, being a big fan of his, and seeing some of his big moments in WWE. Probably my favorite match of his would have to be WrestleMania 25. Undertaker went in undefeated, and he took on Shawn Michaels, who at that time was one of the best in-ring performers and will go down as one of the best in-ring performers of all time with some of the stuff he did. But those two literally stole the show. And that match was bigger than any other match on the card that night. Of course, The Undertaker nearly lost, but at the end of the night, his hand was raised in victory. And that legacy, my buddy and I actually talked about how the streak never should have ended. I still believe that, but I'm glad that he was able to retire on his own terms. His final match took place at WrestleMania in 2020 with no fans in a Boneyard match with AJ Styles, and it was phenomenal, pun intended. So I highly recommend you going and watching this documentary that takes a look at the man behind the legend of The Undertaker and just how dedicated he was to that character. And even behind the scenes, he talks about how he dressed in all black to make people think that he was this person outside of the ring as well as in the ring. So it really is an eye-opening documentary. I watched it shortly after it was released, and I normally don't buy wrestling movies anymore because they're on the WWE Network, but because they are going to be bringing it to Blu-ray and DVD, I do want to get it, and there's going to be a collector's edition. And it's called Undertaker The Last Ride. And it's going to be worldwide released. It's going to look at his history in WWE and the real life challenges that he faced. As of now, it looks like it'll come out late November. There are three editions. The 30th anniversary collector's edition on Blu-ray will come out. And it's called that because it's released 30 years after the 1990 Survivor Series debut of The Undertaker. So I look forward to that. I would like to grab one of those collector's edition. It is going to be limited to 666 copies in the UK. So that will not be something that we can get here in the US. But we may be able to get the Blu-ray edition in general. So it should be interesting to get a copy of that. There are five parts. And it'll be cool. So you have that to look forward to in late November. And also, I would like to talk about a new video game coming out. That is right. Cyberpunk 2077. It was delayed. It is going to come out this year, and it is looking like November 18th will be the launch. CD Projekt Red, makers of Witcher, has made it. Keanu Reeves plays as your best friend in the story. The game looks very ambitious, and they are going to be doing different things that no other games have done. You have three different ways to start out. You can be a street kid who grew up on the streets. You can be a corporate worker, or you can be a nomad who starts outside the city and has to make their way inside the city. This is going to be a first-person shooter, and I look forward to see what sort of freedoms you have within the game, because according to what I've read, there are going to be so many options. You can get cyber genetic enhancements, and it is another ambitious game made by CD Projekt Red, who absolutely did a wonderful job with Witcher 3, and they continue to impress me with their devotion to great games with great stories and memorable characters. In this game, you will play as V. You could be male or female, and so many customization options. So that game will come out November 18th, one day after my birthday, and I will be picking it up digitally, because if you buy it digitally on the Xbox One, you will get a free upgrade at a later date to the Xbox Series X. If you buy it on the PlayStation 4, you will get a free upgrade to the PlayStation 5 whenever that is ready and available. So I'm looking forward to that November release. To wrap up the episode, I want to talk about my love for Marvel movies. And as of now, I own all the Marvel movies on DVD or Blu-ray from Iron Man all the way up to Spider-Man Far From Home. Now, a lot of movies have been delayed due to the pandemic. Like most things, a lot of things have been canceled or delayed. As of now, Black Widow is scheduled to release May 7th of 2021. So next May, look for Black Widow to come out, and it will be really interesting. This could possibly be the last we see of Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow. It takes place between between Infinity War and Endgame, but it may be between the first Avengers and Infinity War. I'm not sure, but that should be good. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, as of now, will release July 9th, 2021. That'll be interesting, as he's a master of martial arts, introduced in 1973. That looks like that'll be a different sort of film. The Eternals will come out November 5th, 2021. This is getting more into the cosmic stuff. So that will be good, and all the beings related to that. There's an untitled Spider-Man Far From Home sequel slated for December 17, 2021. So that is four films that will be coming out in 2021. So it should be interesting. It has been confirmed that Tom Holland and Zendaya will be back. No plot details, that's good. Thor: Love and Thunder comes out February 11th, 2022. So that'll kick off 2022 for Marvel. That'll be interesting, as they could go several directions with the new Thor, with Jane returning. Jane Foster will be back. It is saying that Christian Bale will be in there as well. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, March 25th, 2022. There's a lot of excitement to go to the multiverse, so that should be interesting. Scarlet Witch will be in there, and that is going to be amazing. Black Panther 2, May 6, 2022. We'll see what happens with that. Chadwick Boseman's untimely passing has changed things, so we'll see what happens. Captain Marvel 2 will come out July 8th of 2022. So just a plethora of Marvel films. It looks like we will also be seeing four films in 2022. Captain Marvel, the first one was really good. Be interesting to see what the second one is. We also have unscheduled projects as of now. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 does not have any release date. So we will see what happens. This should be the final Guardians of the Galaxy film. It will bring the end to this team, which stars Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Dave Bautista, Bradley Cooper, Vin Diesel, Karen Gillan. And it'll be interesting to see how it is concluded. James Gunn currently working on Suicide Squad movie. And then he will come back. An untitled Ant-Man and the Wasp sequel. So we will see what happens there. That would be potentially an interesting story. The Fantastic Four is also a potential future film. We do not know any plot or any casting, but that should be good. The X-Men also will be interesting to see how they will be introduced to the Marvel Universe. It's saying probably not before 2025. Blade is another film that has been confirmed. We just have not been given any sort of release date on that, but I like vampires. So that is what is in the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or MCU for short. I myself cannot get enough of the superheroes and all the stories that are created by Marvel. That is all I have for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to giving you more of the Billy Manning Show in the weeks to come. Be safe and have a great week.